For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A Texas man was wounded after he fired a gun at an armadillo in his yard and the bullet ricocheted back to hit him in the face. Cass County, Texas Sheriff Larry Rose said the man, who was not identified, went outside his home in Marietta, Texas at around 3 a.m. local time Thursday morning. He spotted the armadillo on his property and opened fire. The animal's hard shell deflected at least one of three bullets, which then struck the man's jaw. The man was airlifted to a nearby hospital where his jaw was wired shut. The status of the animal is unknown. The sheriff said the armadillo could not be located. The professional wrestling legend known as Rowdy Roddy Piper has died at his Hollywood, California home. He was 61. Piper was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2005. He was also named one of WWE's top 50 villains. A new video shoot at the site of the Battle of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania has gone viral for telling the story of the haunted site. Over 150 years ago, the battle took place in the middle of the Civil War, lasting for days and taking the lives of many Americans. Ultimately, the battle is known for tilting the war in the favor of the North and shaping the fate of America. Even to this day, the town is said to be haunted by the soldiers who brutally lost their lives in the battle. Take a look at the video yourself at artbell.com.
Our major cities have become war zones, ravaged by food riots, arson, and terrorism. Our rates of unemployment and homelessness have never been worse in this, the second Great Depression.
You just heard a clip from the action suspense movie thriller, Alongside Night. The movie stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of the hit movie, God's Not Dead. Freedom's not dead either. In a collapsing near future America, brilliant high school senior Elliot Vreeland searches for his famous missing father and family, putting him between an out-of-control federal government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. Dr. Ron Paul recommends this movie, saying, "I believe Alongside Night will advance the cause of liberty." Be among the first to order the Alongside Night Deluxe 3-Disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack, stuffed with hours of extra features. To order this eye-opening movie thriller for only $16.95, including shipping and handling, call 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today. Once again, 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today.
A massive fireball soared through the sky over Argentina, triggering a wave of social media posts. The mesmerizing show, which lasted just a few seconds, colored the sky green. The bright object could be clearly seen from Argentina's capital of Buenos Aires. Other reports of the dazzling display came in from Brazil's southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, as well as neighboring Uruguay. Most of the observers said the spectacle lasted for some 10 seconds as the massive fireball burnt up in the atmosphere. Witnesses reported that no sound was heard. Social media was subsequently bombarded with pictures, videos, and images of the event under the hashtag Cielo Verde. Hundreds of internet jokes about the origin of the phenomenon immediately followed, with the most viral suggesting that the celestial object was none other than the ball Argentinian striker Gonzalo Higuain infamously kicked high above Chile's goalposts at the recent finals of the Copa America Football Championship. Take a look at yourself. We've compiled several of the photos and videos for you at darkmatternews.com. Earth is entering a fast-moving stream of solar wind. In response, NOAA forecasters estimated a 60% chance of polar magnetic storms today. For those in high latitudes, tonight is the night to watch for these auroras. There's a full moon tonight, the second one this month. According to modern folklore, that makes it a blue moon. If you go outside tonight, look up and you'll see the sky filled with blue moonlight. You might see something else as well. The Southern Delta Aquarid, SDA meteor shower. Caused by debris from an ancient sun-grazing comet, this shower produces 10 to 20 meteors per hour every year in late July. If you can't get outside tonight, take a look at darkmatternews.com for one that was recorded over North Carolina on July 29th by NASA's network of all-sky meteor cameras. The SDA fireball exploded behind a cloud, producing a bloom of light almost as bright as the waxing blue moon. So no matter where you live, the best time to look for the Southern Delta Aquarid meteors is during the hours between midnight and dawn, when the constellation of Aquarius is relatively high in the sky. The long-lasting shower is active from mid-July to late August. It overlaps with the more intense Perseid meteor shower, which peaks on August 11th through the 13th. Meanwhile, the best time to look for the blue moon is, well, anytime tonight. It's up all night. And be sure to take your cell phone along with TuneIn and enjoy Art Bell's Midnight in the Desert and enjoy the Blue Moon, Comets, and Aurora show this evening. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.